A jury of five officers has found a Navy chaplain guilty of disobeying an order by appearing in uniform at a protest near the White House. Lieutenant Gordon Klingenschmidt is an evangelical Episcopalian, and his case has gained wide attention among some Christian conservatives. NPR's Adam Hochberg is at the Naval Station in Norfolk, Virginia. And Adam, what was the event that got the lieutenant into trouble?
The event was a press conference that was held in Washington this spring where Chaplain Klingenschmidt appeared and several of his supporters spoke in opposition to the Navy's policy on prayer. And to help you understand that, let me give you a little bit of background on Chaplain Klingenschmidt. He'd been in the Navy about 3 years before this event. He'd been conducting services here at the Norfolk Naval Base and ministering to sailors at sea. And he did those things in keeping with his evangelical Episcopalian faith, which meant he prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. And that led to some friction among some of his commanding officers. They preferred that he do his prayers in a more inclusive, non-sectarian way. And it eventually disintegrated into a long-running dispute between the chaplain and his Navy superiors. And eventually, the chaplain launched a media campaign, you'd have to call it, to complain about what he saw as religious discrimination. And the Washington press conference was part of that media campaign.
So, Adam, what is the specific charge against him? What did he do wrong?
The charge was a very narrow one. He was accused of violating an order concerning his Navy uniform. His commanding officer had ordered him to not wear his uniform if he planned to participate in any press conference or any political event, and the jury found that he disobeyed that order.
What was his defense today?
He said that the only thing he did at the press conference while he was wearing his uniform was recite a brief prayer. He noted that before he began speaking or answering questions about Navy policy, he actually went away and changed out of his uniform and appeared in civilian clothes. So he said that he didn't actually violate the letter or the spirit of the order because he changed clothes for that part of the event. But the jury found differently. They said that, in fact, appearing at any part of the event in uniform failed to comply with the order.
I understand there was quite a scene there at the trial. Tell us about his supporters who were there today. Why do some Christian conservatives see him as a hero?
Well, there was a bit of a scene because he has attracted a lot of support from Christian activists and from other people as well, from some members of Congress, from some politicians. But among the people who were here at his trial today was Roy Moore, the former Alabama Chief Justice, who you might remember as at the center of his own controversy a few years ago over the display of the Ten Commandments. Judge Moore said he's hoping President Bush will intervene to assert the right of Lieutenant Klingenschmidt and other chaplains to pray as they wish.
Before we let you go, what kind of penalty might he face?
He could be fined for as much as two-thirds of his salary. That would be about $42,000. And he also could be reprimanded. And the jury is considering his punishment as we speak.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg at the Naval Station in Norfolk, Virginia.